you know, on football matches is different. But the work that is done afterwards, you know, I've been involved where players, Charles Taylor and other players, were injured, and I arranged for them to travel abroad to be treated. You know, it transcends our partisan nature of who we support and the rest of it, because we are human beings first before we are supporters second. We are Ghanaians first before we are anything else. So that is my philosophy. But not everybody has the same philosophy.
Okay.
And who am I to judge others on their philosophy? But if really you care for May 9th, if really you are concerned about the biggest single tragedy in the history of Ghana in one day, 126 people losing their lives, then maybe you'll be looking for different ways to make sure that Ghana stands tall and we remember, as all nations around the world remember. The government does its own, individuals also do their own.
All right. You earlier mentioned the fact that you do have some sort of relationship with the fans of Liverpool and even those in England. Now, you do know how the Hillsborough disaster changed the face of the game in England. Cynics down here say that after May 9, the only thing that we can talk about is Haas and Kotoko not playing on weekdays and Haas and Kotoko not playing under floodlights.
Well, Doomsaw will not let you play under floodlights. But I think things have been done. Look, we have new stadia in place. We shouldn't forget that we have a very experienced man. I have a lot of respect for Abra Apia, who has been at the helm of PLB for a long time. So scheduling of matches, how matches are organized, a lot of changes have gone behind the scenes, you know, and I think that the FA themselves have tried to put a lot of things in place. The security services, I don't know. I'm no longer involved with football. But certainly before 2001, there used to be meetings when Haas would play Kotoko, we would be called to Blue Gate. The national security would advise us of the tensions in the system, things to do, things not to do, things they were concerned about. Maybe we were so heavily involved in football. And then we would plan.
Okay.
So I'm not sure, but things have happened. But we don't forget that football is such an emotive game. Look at Chelsea recently. Their supporters in France misbehaving. In France, in Russia, black players being attacked. It's such an emotive game that you have to pray that first, the infrastructure is put into place. Secondly, the FA and the authorities also manage the sport the way it should be. Then you come down to team owners and then the heads of chapters and circles, you know, and then hopefully the officiating at the end of the day will be something that is understandable to everybody.
Mm. You just touched on officiating. Does the name Jacob Wosinsey ring a bell?
Well, you know, you'll always go down in history for right or wrong reasons, you know. This is the way that the world is. We've seen it in different sports, in different places. We try to keep away from the specifics of the game so that it does not bring another emotional level to... Yeah.
Yeah, he's with us here in the studio this afternoon. I don't know if you have a word for him.
No, I don't have a word for anybody. I think that as somebody who's involved in the game and has a concern, he will reflect, as everybody will reflect, on what has happened at that time. He'll reflect on the state of the game. At that time, I was speaking with referee Wellington a few days ago before he departed for South Africa. And I've remained very good friends with a lot of the referees. Some of them I had a lot of trouble with when I was in Kotoko. But we are humans. And before the season and after the season, we bonded. So many years later, we still have. And the point, as a football administrator and as a team owner, you are never going to fully agree with referees at any time. And you can look at a game through different eyes. And I think that as you look at games, you have to be very careful, especially as a referee, as to how you balance that game out. Because it's a tough one. Look, I just played a game yesterday. I didn't play. I was witnessing a May 9th game in Abuabo Middle Line. 14,000 people appeared for that game. The referee was 18 years old, I'm telling you.
Okay.
And I have not seen better officiating in Ghana than by that 18-year-old referee who's not a FIFA referee. You see, so the balance is very interesting. And when you've got such an animosity between the supporters, and we could play 90 minutes without any violence, the game was hard.
Okay.
That pitch was full of stones and dust and holes. So I think that it is that officials at every single level, even the best ones, will be subject to horrible criticism. And if anybody is a referee and somebody breaks a leg or loses a life, it will be on their conscience for the rest of their life. That's the way it is as human beings.
Now, he says he's done an insert. He's gone over the game over and over again after 14 years, and he feels he took the right decisions back then.
Well, I don't want to get into that at all. It becomes very subjective. I mean, I don't agree with him, but that's my opinion. That's why I say I don't want to
get
on a radio station and enter into such a debate. I want to respect the dead and deal with the dead, deal with the families and deal with what I saw. The consequences of the game must be on everybody's hearts, minds, and consciences until the day they die.
All right. Mr. Albert Mensah, many thanks for joining us this afternoon.